我们继续来上课。我们讲到这个灵界变现的困难，第一点就是说无形质、无影无踪，所以呢，我们要变现很困难，不能看也不能摸。那么第二点讲到魔鬼的扰乱，魔鬼他也会借着这个偶像，或者借着行邪术的种种来显出一种奇怪的能力，也会显出神机奇事，或者借着这个民间的迷信民间的风俗民间的信仰来引诱人比如说有的人呢，现在最流行的就是用天上星座来病人的病运，现在很流行星座就看你属于哪一个星座，他们的认为这个星座有天使来掌权人的命运，所以人要敬拜天使。这个是在使徒时代，那个时候希腊的哲学就有这种的，所以在哥罗西书第二章那边就叫我们不要拜天使。那个地方呢，就因为已经有人相信这个天上星座，这是人间的遗传，也是当地的一种邪说。那么现在呢也是很流行的。那么中国人是流行，你他是什么时候出生的，什么时候那你是属于老鼠还是属于牛定你的命运，然后呢有的人呢就这样的算出你这个人过去现在将来会怎么样遭遇，这种呢会变成一种魔鬼扰乱人的功绩出生以后他就去相令比如说我出生以后我爸爸就是把所有的孩子去请人家相令，那么相令说我父亲没有儿子的命，所以呢我父亲生了13个孩子，每一个都不是他的儿子，每一个都是要给偶像做当儿子，因为呢恐怕养不活他没有那个命生这么生这些孩子养这些孩子，所以给偶像当孩子呢就可以活，这种迷信。那如果你没有照他这样的一个道理这样去做，那就养不活了，这是一个迷信所以呢明明是舍不得也要给别人做孩子，有的送给人家养，这种迷信。所以我从小的时候呢就这个给一个偶像当儿子，就是说那个偶像很凶，是大陆来的，那个偶像非常凶那么如果那个鸡童如果做错了会显化那个鸡童，他每年呢7月16号是他的生日，那么我的祖母从小带我去拜拜，然后向这个义父敬拜。那么我祖母呢香拿起来就说叫这个王爷是公王爷公然后呢叫我去拜我的义父。那从小的心灵里边呢就感觉一个疑问，为什么祖母要叫王爷公，那么我就叫义父，这个好像不对劲我比我祖母大，这样就乱了。但是不敢讲，如果一问的时候呢祖母就会骂，小孩子话不那么多，不要问。这个就是很多这种矛盾的地方。所以说魔鬼在扰乱，如果你相信了这些，写一个流年，就是说你一生什么时候遇到什么这个灾祸，你要注意什么，都会把你一生的写出来。那如果说因为你这种信仰，你如果不相信，那到时候真的会发生。为什么会这样？因为你 有这种信仰，你不听话，魔鬼就工作，所以就变成说很应验很灵。你这个你不相信，真的会遭遇到这种事，遭遇到很啊，你不相信就很大的这个灾害。这个就是魔鬼搅乱，你就不知道到底这是神还是鬼，你不知道到底是对还是错，不晓得。但是如果说你这个地方啊没有这种迷信，没有这种信仰，然后魔鬼也没有办法来做这些事，因为你不信任他，你不相信他，就不会做这个事。好，我们再讲第三点，异端邪教的迷惑。异端邪教的迷惑就是虽然是信耶稣，但是呢也成为魔鬼的攻击，成为魔鬼的攻击。这个是主耶稣啊所说的假基督假先知的出现。这种教会是结合民间啊，那是遗传，那是风俗，那迷信来成为基督教的教义，这个叫做异教异端，那是把它带到教会里头来。那这虽然信主耶稣基督，但是呢里面的很多和一般的民间迷信都一样，都有这种迷信啊。比如说了，他虽然相信耶稣基督，相信神是无所不能啊，他要睡觉的时候呢，就他说我要拿这个圣经啊，这样才睡得着，这一种迷信啊。那如果说有一天圣经丢了，忘记拿了，在那个晚上睡不着，他说我要这样才睡得着，这个一种迷信。其实这个圣经是一种物质啊，这个是一本圣经是纸的，这不是神在排在这里，别的就没有神。或者说你在这个家里面呢画一个十字架，那祷告要向那个十字架祷告，哦，这样才灵。所以以后呢，他如果有生病了有什么，就向那个十字架祷告，那就得医治。那你就相信哦，这个十字架本灵，这变成拜偶像。其实呢，这种变成一种异端，变成一种异端。那这个不是基督教的教义，不是啊。那么有很多这种迷信，变成基督教的教义，这就不对了。那你有一次有一个基督徒，这个基督徒就告诉我。他说这个他的哥哥死了以后呢，每天晚上回来和他讲话。哥哥死了，每天晚上回来讲话。他说在主耶稣那里多么好多么好，每天回来，这是一个不正常的这个现象。那这样子呢，就是说好像说主耶稣很爱他，所以他也很爱他哥哥，所以他哥哥虽然死了呢，他很寂寞，他喜欢看哥哥，所以每天晚上他如果说要睡觉以前就向主耶稣说，主啊，我很想念我哥哥，那个晚上他哥哥就回来了。这一种呢就是一种异端，这假基督假先知出现。那这种呢也是会显出他的神迹奇事很多。那这个课本里面呢就讲起在这个西方国家也有，东方国家也有都有这种迷信。现在最近呢有一种基督徒也会为人相应什么用那个网络用电话一打就可以对方就知道你是谁，对方就能够断定你过去现在未来。这有一种邪灵在工作表面上是好像呢很高明的，其实呢这也是在漠视一般的一种异端。那这里面我要谈的就是一个特殊的那个基督徒，本来是一个电影明星，这里面有没有住过香港啊？有住过香港知道这个人啊有没有知道电影明星江写错了，江段里是一个电影明星大概 我们都知道他一个电影明星啊。这个在1960年时代啊，1960年那个时候，我是1965，他这个发生是差不多1960年，我1965在台南啊。他这个我看到他一本书啊，叫做《生命正道体》。这本书里面呢，就是写他的这个人生啊，他怎么样来信耶稣啊，怎么样被拣选为一个啊传道人啊，怎么样受圣灵，怎么样神借着他行了一些事情，一些神迹奇事。那么我从这本书啊看了、以后呢，那本书啊也是啊大概300-400页啊，那我一发现这本书里面呢、就有问题很多，就是说他的这个蒙召或者他的受圣灵经历很多问题啊。那这样的我还没有看以前呢，我们有一些传道人啊同工也认为他也是受圣灵，也是说啊是神的工人啊，他行了很多神迹奇事啊，医病赶鬼。那当我看了以后，我说哎不对劲啊，他这本书里面都受圣灵啊，都不是说从按圣经一样啊。那么他很热心啊，他曾经啊有禁食100天不见人啊，在香港啊他禁食100天。那我看了这本书以后，我再讲了几点，就是说他有一天啊就要去布道会，穿得很漂亮啊，从街上过去，那不知道从第几楼呢，就有人啊把这个洗碗的水啊倒下来，倒下来刚好倒到了身上，油渣渣的啊，心里啊首先是很难过，但是他听到一个声音啊，一个声音告诉他，我的使女啊，我今天啊用膏油告你为我的使女。这个当然是不可能，他就说啊，用膏油告你为使女啊，要用他，所以他听到这个声音非常高兴，非常高兴，得到很大的安慰鼓励，就不再生气。所以这一点就感觉啊，佛的看法，这不是神来告他为属灵，神如果要用他告他为属灵，依照圣经呢，就是要借着先知来认定他告他，而且还是在众人面前公开性的来告他，这第一点。第二点呢，神要用的是橄榄油来告他，不是用洗碗水。所以呢，这两点呢，他的这个感觉，那就有不对劲，可见这个和圣经不符合，这是有一种异端，一种不对劲啊。所以你要判断，你要用圣经来对照，不会用一个外邦人，也不知道从哪里来的这个人倒水下来就变成膏油，这样就不对。第二点，那里面呢，他说他得圣灵的经历，就是说到在祷告的时候，有一个牧师给他按手，在旁边告诉他，你要勇敢说出方言啊。当然，受圣灵会说方言，这个方言呢，就是我们啊这个得圣灵说出来的灵言。那这样子，他说你要勇敢说出方言，结果呢，他说啊。说出来的是单一的方言，他在讲啊，这样说，他不是很流利的，这样子呢，他后来呢就这样，他说后来慢慢锻炼，变得锻炼，那个里面就流利了， 所以这个灵言呢，是他勇敢说出来的，而且呢自己练习来的，学习来的。这个不是圣灵来的灵言，不是圣灵。按圣经啊，使徒是在说他们所说的和我们一样。啊，这个是不是请那个志豪来翻译？志豪，杨志豪是不是？那个弟兄，西门是不是要不要翻译？要不要？啊，不要，不用，不用啊。那么他的滴滴答答，滴滴答答，好像打电报啊。那么这样子呢，我看啊，这不对，这样不对。还里面还说那个他到南洋各地啊传福音的时候呢，那个神机骑士很多，没有汽油车子可以跑，没有汽油车子可以跑，这也是骑士啊。我说奇怪的事情跑出来了，那这样他就说他就是要狐仙。啊，这个全地球啊，这个基督教全地球的教会把它复兴起来，把它复兴起来。那么我还没有看这本书啊，我以为他所得的也是圣灵。当我看这本书以后呢，我就认为这个受圣灵的来源啊，蒙召人或者神迹啊，这个有问题，这个还和圣灵不一样，所以这个所受的圣灵就有问题，就不能承认他和我们一样。但是我还没有看以前呢，就是我们认为好像一样，所以我们派了那个杨一恒长老还有林凤来长老，就是要到这个南洋工作，顺便就到他那里去看他，去见他，要看要看看。一见面呢，他就一直骂，一直责备曾教会啊，哪里不对，为小孩洗衣不对，手按洗衣不对，怎么混都不对，这样子呢，我们。他们两位就认为这个脸和我们不一样，这个脸不一样。然后我看到这本书以后呢，我才知道啊，这完了，这个已经啊，我们信徒有一部分的受迷了，一部分受迷了。因为那个时候呢，大家盼望说，如果同一个灵，同样圣灵呢，应该我们可以合一啊，都是有这种想法。所以呢，这个就我们就知道啊，这个不对了啊，这个是一个异端。他自己认为啊，他是啊是摩西，那么呢，他的女儿呢叫做张路加，张路德啦，啊，这个江端仪啊，他这个女儿叫做啊张路德啊。
The daughter of Zhang Duanyi is called Luke Zhang.
那么这个
Ruth
张路德啊，他还没有出嫁，他的母亲呢、啊，说他这个女儿就好像耶稣呀，要来接他的工作。
And before this daughter get married, her mother said this daughter is like Joshua to take up the Moses work.
哦，那我们呢啊，这个后来啊，啊，我们那个杨长老和林后来长老去找那个。一直攻击我们教会，而且在刊物上一直写攻击真耶稣教会。
And when our elder Yang and Lin visit her, and she started attacking our church.
那么我们认为啊，这不对的。
We realize that is something wrong.
所以在这一年呢，这个1965年呢啊，
1965年
1965, 有一个星期五晚上，我就带那个啊那个正在求学读高三的学生啊那个。现在在美国当总负责的周慧教去。
And I brought Preacher Zhao. At the time, he was a high school student.
那个就是刚刚到台南来布道，是他一个门徒啊，叫做谢范。
And at the time, Zhang Duanyi's disciple, Miss Fan, came to evangelize in Tainan.
我是要明白到底他这个脸是什么脸。
My purpose of going to Tainan is to understand what kind of spirit she received.
我坐在后面。
I sit at the back.
刚好呢，我们坐在前面呢，有一位也是我们教会的一位啊，这个执事。
And someone sitting here in front of her is also another deacon of a church.
那么我们这个执事呢，我在看呢，他打瞌睡在那边抱着圣经，暂时在睡着。
And that deacon was sleeping during the sermon with his Bible. I thought that he came to study.
第二天安息日啊，第二天安息日。
And the second day, Sabbath day.
啊，安息日了，我认为他这位执事一定会来守安息日，会到教会来。
I think that deacon will come to our church to observe the Sabbath.
结果没有来。
But he didn't show up.
没有来，我那个晚上我又带周回家。
And that night I brought preacher Zhao, and we went there again.
他又坐在那边在打。
And that deacon was sleeping there again.
但是呢，礼拜天呢、啊，就是他们洗脸，他已经去受洗了。
And on Sunday, that was their baptism day, that deacon participated in their baptism, and he received it.
到底他查考到什么程度，我不知道。
Well, what kind of understanding he has, we don't know.
但是以我的观察呢，他那个灵言呢，不是灵言。
But according to my understanding, that what they receive is not the Holy Spirit.
那个灵歌也不是灵歌。
And that is not a true spiritual song.
都是用学习的。
And actually, they learn.
那我看这个信换的这个啊，这个啊，传道人也不是在讲什么道理。
And I discovered that preacher Fan did not really preach the word of God.
后来我认为说，那好，我来找他们的信徒。
So okay, then I tell myself I will talk to that believer.
我找了两位啊，在国中啊，在中学当老师的。
And I find two high school student teachers.
就住在台南那个公园路的。
And is in the Garden Road in Tainan.
那找两位，我是问到你们受圣灵，他怎么得来的
？And I asked them, how did you receive the Holy Spirit?
他说啊，没有见过江端仪。
They said they never seen 江端仪。
啊，他说拿到这本啊《生命正道》。
They just have that book called the Sermon of Life.
把
《
生命正道》直接放在圣经上头。
And they put the book on the Bible.
他祷告就手按照那按着那一本书。
And he will lay the hand on the Bible and the book.
他说：“主啊，你赏赐我那个这个江端仪那个灵。”
He said, "Lord, please give me the spirit of 江端仪."
那结果呢？他受圣灵了，他说讲灵言。
And that they claim to receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues.
他不是和他一样地地道道。
But it's different than the 地地道道。
他就这个一直讲出来。
And they.Keep altering something.
一开始就很流利。
They start to be very eloquent.
我问这两个人所得的都一样。
And I asked them whether you two received the same spirit.
因为我看江端仪得的体验又不一样。
But rather they said the experience is different than 江端仪。
这就很奇怪。
It's so strange.
江端仪他所得的是用学习用勇敢凭信心说出来。
And what the spirit received by 江端仪 is by faith, and she learned how to speak the tongue.
但是他的信徒又得了一个不一样的经历。
But her disciple received a different experience.
但是呢，这个很奇怪，他得的到底是圣灵还是不是圣灵
？But whether they received the Holy Spirit or not?
如果你认为他不是圣灵
，If you think that they do not receive the Holy Spirit,
那为什么他这样祷告就很流利说出来
？Why they pray and they speak tongue fluently.
那你怎么来断定这不是圣灵？
How can you prove that it was not Holy Spirit?
因为他所传所信的和圣经不符合。
Because what they believe and what they preach is different than the Bible.
他的洗礼是可以到活水的地方也可以，挖池子也可以。
They can perform baptism in living water or a pool.
还有很多道理啊，主张不一样。
And they have many different teachings.
所以由这个圣经啊来对照，我们可以说它不是圣灵。
So from the Bible we know that what they receive is not the Holy Spirit.
然后我就继续在看江端仪啊这个女士所出的这个啊书籍。
And I continue to study the book written by 江端仪。
里面的经历很多不省人事的。
And all many happenings recorded was unconscious.
他说有的呢，啊，因为是被圣灵打倒。
They claim to be struck by Holy Spirit.
圣经找不到那个被圣灵打倒那个字眼。
But rather, we do not find the term struck by the Holy Spirit this term in the Bible.
打倒了，他说躺着不知人事。
They claim to be struck by the Holy Spirit and lay down on the ground unconscious.
叫也叫不醒。
They cannot wake them up.
结果给他捏鼻子也捏不起来。
And they try to make the nose.Clip on it, but they no response.
用冷水啊，用那个冷水给它泼进去，泼下去。
They pull them with a cold water.
啊，我就想过了。
And they woke up suddenly.
他说：“这个是因为被圣灵打倒的罪太重了。”
They said it's because they are struck by the Holy Spirit and because they have a heavy sin.
啊，这种很明显 是邪灵的工作。
Very obviously, that was the work of evil spirit.
他这个还有这个用方言可以讲道。
And they speak discernment in tongues.
还可以有人来翻译方言。
And they have someone to translate.
那么所讲所翻出来都是奇奇怪怪的。
But what they say in speech is so strange.
和圣经不能一致。
And it's different than the Bible.
所以我们可以把它断定。
So we can be sure that I was the evil spirit.
后来呢，他这个到处啊，就是好像讲那个话，好像和人家要吵架那种语气啊，非常尖锐。
And she seems to be in a fighting or arguing mode when talking to people.
一直的攻击教会。
You keep attacking the church, attacking the two Jesus Christ.
后来呢，他就是喉癌啊，这个喉癌而死。
And then later she had the oral cancer, the tongue cancer, so that she died.
那么我们的摄圣道长呢，写圣灵一刊呢，他还活着的时候，将他的疑问、攻击的话解释在圣灵一刊上。
And during her lifetime, that our elder Share wrote an article responding her accusation.
这个是要辩证，让我们信徒不要受迷惑。
That is to teach our members so that we will not be deceived.
后来写到他死了。
Until the day she died.
他一直在写下去。
As he continued to write the book.
一本书叫做《江端仪所受的灵》。
And he finished the book called The Spirit Received by 江端仪。
里面就把这个他错误的地方把它修正更正过来。
List out all the errors of the doctrine they preach.
结果他的这个喉癌而死。
And later she died of oral cancer.
那我们来参考一节圣经。
Let's turn to one verse.
撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah.
14章。
14.
12节。
Verse 12.
撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah.
就是在新约马太福音的前面，马拉基书的前面。
Just before Malachi.
撒迦利亚书的十四章
Zechariah 14
12节
Verse 12
1122页就圣经这里记载说耶和华用灾殃攻击那与耶路撒冷征战的列国人必是这样他们两脚沾衣的时候落必消磨沿在筐中跟被带舌在口中毁烂这里说如果和神对立的话攻击神的人、神要攻击他
He mentioned that for those who go against fought against God and God will be against them
让他的舌头在口中来毁烂
So the tongues will rot in their mouth
他就这样而死
So that they'll die、
这他的异端很多了、
So there were many heresy.
再来我们要讲的就是现在一个基督教里头有一个从韩国一个统一教
And now we're going to talk about another denomination very prominent in Korea. That is Unification Church.
这个在韩国也是很兴旺的。
The church is very prosperous in Korea.
这个叫，不是，我们加拿大不知道有没有。
Don't know whether we heard about that in Canada.
统一教在韩国发起的。
The church is very, is originally from South Korea.
大部分都是知识分子青年的。
The members are mainly made up of the educated level people.
他迷惑人呢。
They deceive people.
很多要结婚的都新婚的都喜欢到韩国去，让他证婚。
Many newlywed they want to go to Korea and want the person to witness that ceremony.
迷惑的就是说，我们人类有罪。
And their argument is, as a human, we are sinful.
这个罪要怎么解决
？But how can we deal with the sin?
要靠主耶稣的血。
And it's by the blood of Jesus.
才能够洁净我们的罪。
So that our sin could be cleansed away.
讲到这里是对的。
So up to now, it's still okay.
我们要靠主的血啊来洁净我们罪，这是对的。
We must be cleansed by the blood of Jesus.
但接下去
to wash away our sin.
接下去就不对了。
But the following point is false.
他就说啊
，They said.
那主耶稣已经升天去了。
Now Jesus has ascended to heaven.
哪里去拿他的血呢
？How can you have the blood of Jesus?
对呀、啊，主耶稣升天去哪里去拿他的血、啊、
？Oh yes, Jesus has ascended. Where can we get the blood?
那没有他的血，又不能解决我们的罪啊。
Without his blood, our sin could not be cleansed.
那罪没有解决，天国上不了。
If you have not solved the problem of sin, you cannot go to heaven.
那好，我们就是耶稣的血在这里，在我这里。
So he claimed that the blood of Jesus is in my body.
意思说，文显明啊，他就是耶稣在世。
That is indirectly claiming that 文显明 he himself claimed to be the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
这是在转世的
body.
啊，这个就是发生了一种啊不好的这个啊难以言论的事件出来。
So the following was some sexual immorality between him and other women.
这变成说男女啊，变成一种邪习啊，性交一种邪习。
So they have a sexual intercourse that is unlawful one.
这种叫做异端。
So they claim it to be the blood washing, but it's heresy.
就认为这是神圣的。
For those who believe, they think God is holy and sacred.
这很严重。
That was a very serious sin.
法律上还不许可的。
And even not permissible.
但是
permissible by the law.
这个很多人啊受了迷。
But many people were deceived.
还有现在还有一种嘛，也是好像有信基督教。
Now there was some denomination seems that they belong to Christianity.
一般人是一贯道啊。
And so called 一贯道。
我们里面有没有人呢？有去过一贯道了。
Any one of us been to 一贯道？
一贯道啊，一贯道三宝你已经有接受了。啊，我听过。
Do you have the three treasures?
谁知道三宝呢？
我 know
三宝。
What is so called three treasures?
一贯道啊，它的道理最重要就是这个传三宝。
The most important doctrine of 一贯道 is to passing on the three.
啊、当你进去了以后呢，有一段时间才要传授三宝，那个三宝不能讲。
And if you enter the religion, they will teach you the three treasures, but you cannot proclaim it.
啊，父子啊，什么亲人都不能讲。
You cannot tell other people about the three treasures, not even to your spouse or
your parents
or children.
啊，第一天啊，用那个雷啊，雷瓦打死的。
If you talk about it, you'll be struck by the lightning.
啊、所以这个、啊、为什么他叫做一贯道呢
Why they call themselves 一贯道
就是也可以简单讲五教合一了
That is the unification of five major religions in the world
就是说佛教道教回教儒教基督教、啊、统统可以了
There is all Buddhism Taoism Muslim Confucius and also Christianity is all okay
通通合起来，道理都一样的，叫做一贯。
And they mix all the teachings, they become one, and they call it 一贯道。
你信哪一个教都没有关系。
No matter which church you go to, no problem.
但是呢，他也承认你这个佛教里面的道，这个教义。
They also recognize your doctrine in Buddhism.
他也接受基督教的教义。
They accept Christianity doctrine.
所有的宗教教义他都接受了。
They receive all kinds of different doctrines.
他说都可以得救。
They say all of those who lead to salvation.
不过呢
However, they claimed,
他这个得救的人数是有限制的。
The quota of the saved one are limited.
就是比如说，得救的人才配100万人。
For example, totally 1 million people will be saved.
那么给你基督教10万人。
But the quota given to Christianity is only 100,000.
基督教也是5万人啊。
And for example, Confucius teaching
the 50,000.
And give you a quota.
啊，这个合起来啊，合起来。
So all of these together.
啊，比如说合起来给你50万就好了。
For example, all of these give you 500,000 people to be saved.
那么你信一贯道的人，这个不必兼顾这其他的宗教，直接信了这个啊一贯道人无限的。
If you deliver in 一贯道 then you are not under the quota, the limit of the quota. That means 一贯道 is unlimited. They'll tell you, it's okay that you believe in Jesus and you'll be saved.
我们的这个教主啊，批给你们基督教啊，有那么多教派，只有十万人啊，万一呢他不高兴，你没有把握了。
But they say our master of Yiguandao, they give you the Christianity only a quarter of some number. If he is not happy, then I cannot guarantee that you will be saved.
那你干脆就直接的信你关道就好了，何必信那么麻烦？
Why not you just directly believing in Yiguandao and you can save lots of trouble? It seems very reasonable, and just go direct. It's the first level of deception. And then it talks about three kinds of treasures. In Argentina, our preacher Yao, he was from Yiguandao. And in his home, there was an altar. There was an altar for Yiguandao. How could we know about these rich treasures? Because if you believe in Yiguandao for a long time, people will seem to be very convinced. But rather, they become not satisfied with their religion and they will come to believe in Christ. People will close their eyes in the dreams and they see lots of idols flying around. They cannot concentrate. They have a lot of dreams and visions. And though that they could not sleep well. So he was introduced to our church and then he could sleep well. So what are the first treasures? That is
Baohetong.
That is a heresy.
他们以我们中国这个道教，它这个十二个时辰。
According to Taoism, that the time is divided in 12 hours. And that is the first and the last hour name, Zhiren. And the two Chinese characters coming together form the letter of character
Chao.
And it said when our life began, it was a beginning. And there's the end of our life, the time. So we were just like all the time.
出生的时候,
when we come to this earth, we were a child.
要回去也抱回去,就是抱儿童,这样抱。
When you are going to die, you have to put your hand like this to hold it, just like a child.
手势。
It is a sign or a gesture so that you can come home. Otherwise, the soul will become a ghost and cannot go back home. That is the first treasure. But please don't tell other people. This is the first treasure. There's an empty theory. How can you know whether you go back? Who knows? How? Who will tell you that I hold this way and I never go back home? It's an empty talk and no proof is given. Second one. Called 闲观窍. What's it?
他们那个，这个，他是一个老师啊
，the teachers，
这个老师就是说你来信了以后，经过他考验一段时间呢，他用右手指点你这个两个眼睛的中间这一点，他点哪里？这个那这个地方叫做闲观窍。
And after you come to believe for quite a time, and the master of Yiguandao will come and put his finger in this place between the two eyes, and you don't know where you're going to put it. And they point, using his finger to point as, at this location, and then use the left hand to sway away something.
他说, 一直中央会,
一直中央会, 就中央, he said, as soon as he point in that place,
就万华德超人,
and everything will be all right. And that solved all your problems if he pointed his finger onto your.
他的意思就是说，我们人呐，这个灵魂呐，这个从哪里跑到身体里头去？
He said the soul come to your body through this place.
就是从这个玄关窍，这里这玄关就一点就是灵魂从这里进去的。
And he said the soul has come from here.
那将来要离世，这灵魂要离开这肉体，是从这里出去。
And when you're going to die, your soul will come out of body through this point.
如果他没有一点，你跑不了。
If he did not point his finger to that location, then your soul cannot go up.
天堂也进不了。
And you cannot go to heaven.
所以这个是一宝，我告诉你，你才能够得救。
So he will tell you, I tell you this treasure, and you will be saved by this. If I do not point to you, then you will not go to heaven. That seems to be a treasure.
So, this
is an empty talk. Who knows that your soul come through this corner and go back home? No proof, no ground.
This is 空洞的第二宝.
Empty second treasure.
还有一个第三宝.
And the third treasure.
第三宝呢是五字，叫做五字真言啊.
That is so-called five words truth, or two teachings.
这个五字真言呢，也可以说这个五，也可以说这样五，这个五字啊。
And you are in danger, you should call out this word. And all trouble will be solved. For example, if your plan is going to crash, and you should shout out this word, and you'll be saved.
我说，那如果这五个字 有效没有效，也没有办法印证。
So my point is, how can you prove whether these five words are effective or with power?
如果有一个人有练啊，没有效，摔得半身不遂。
For example, if someone called that five words and he was not saved and he'll be paralyzed.
那告诉老师。
And shall he come back to the master?
回答说，就没有那么危险嘛，就是还不至于死嘛。
And he tell him that, how come there's no effect if I call this, but his master will tell him, your situation is not dangerous enough, so you should not use this. Of course, there's no use.
这个时候都还不必用到，你练了当然没有效。
Because this is not the right time for you to shout out these five words, so of course there's no effect.
如果说摔死了。
On the other hand, if that person is dead,
yeah,
that means he shouted a five word out, but no use. How can he come back to his master saying that this five words are no effect? Because he's already dead, how can he come back to complain? So it's another empty talk. So what does it mean?
有那个当画符啊，最后这个弥勒就是意思，马上到了一个命令到了一个。弥勒
is something always used in the curse and saying that coming here immediately.
无太极这个太极在上界无极，这个意思无边的意思啊，不是神啊，无边就是混大混大，从混大混大来造出万物啊。
无太极 means there's no boundary, no limit, and it's everywhere. Not talking about something related to God. But the meaning is to invite the greatest one to come and help. Of course, the three treasures taught by them is all heresy. They said that you believe in Jesus or Muslim or Buddhism is alright. But they said that all religion must be gone through the approval of the greatest master of Yiguandao. Now many politicians believe in Yiguandao, or the educated level. And many of them believe in this religion.